him over.
Yeah, I'm not even sure.
Fireman. Just seen a big old ass.
Yo, what up, though? It's your boy Chef Fly.
And your boy Easy.
Welcome to another episode of J2O, Just Our Opinion Podcast, man.
Yep.
Where our opinion is the only one that matters.
Always.
What's good, E?
Shit. Another day in paradise, right?
Yes, sir, man. Feeling good, feeling great. Feeling great, feeling good. Shit. So, there's a lot of shit going on out here, man. Boy, what's the weather like?
Today, forecast is more bullshit.
Yeah. Shit, we gotta start off with the drip report, man, with the weather, man.
Cloudy with a chance to meet, boss.
Man. So, I just was thinking about this the other day, man. So, like, black men, we're talking comedy right now. Okay. Black people cuss.
Okay.
And I think white people just say awkward shit. That's like, just, that shit is just like, what the fuck? Why did you say that?
It's different.
Like, sexual endos and shit like that. Like, fuck me. Goddamn, something about their balls. Douchebag. Like, it's just outrageous shit. Like, that's not really disrespectful, but it's awkward. Like, more so than anything. Like, why did you say that? You know what I'm saying?
Because it's certain parts of culture that other people have that we don't understand.
Man, it's a movie with John Cena in it, and I can't think of the Amy Schumer's in it, and it's a scene where in the movie theater, and he says some obscene shit, but it's like, it's not disrespectful, yet it's very homosexual. Like, bruh, what the hell are you doing? But it's like, why is the humor always like this in the movies, bruh, with the comics, man? It's like, yo, this is
white humor.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Black shit, it be some cursing shit. It's a lot of motherfuckers and bitch and hoe, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, it gets straight to the point. You know it's disrespectful. It is funny, but it's like, our shit is disrespectful. But it's straight to the point. It's like, that comedy is just like awkward. I'm like, man, I just had to put that out there. It was on my mind. I'm like, man, what the fuck is this? Because then they got that, they got satire, then they got a lot of dry comedy. A lot of dry comedy.
The hell is the name of the movie that's bothering me now?
Oh, yeah. You know, I literally just saw that on TikTok over the weekend.
Train wreck.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I knew LeBron could be an actor. Besides him, like, flopping on the court.
Yeah. Speaking of LeBron, they looking like they about to get sweet. I hope this goes through. You know what I'm saying? But at this particular time, it is 3-0. The Heat also have put up 3-0 on Boston. Like, man, what the fuck? I'm looking for this new blood that's gonna jump off. Hopefully, it looks like it's gonna be new blood in the finals, though. Regardless, even if they all win one game.
Yeah. They can't bring it together to close it out.
Cause I like Boston, you know, I always have, but it just is what it is, man. And Doc Rivers got X'd from the 76ers.
quickly.
I don't even think he made it out the arena after the game, bro. After they lost.
Hey, man, he's lost 10 game sevens in the final. He's the only person in the history of the NBA to do that. It's crazy.
Has anybody made it to 10?
Nah, I mean.
He got a win. He does, to be fair, he has a win under his belt for a championship, though. There's some folk who ain't never been back.
Yeah, but
even the game seven, they normally get knocked out.
Something about that culture has to change, and they started with the coach. You know? Yeah. And Embiid has never been as quiet as he was after that game.
After getting MVP. Yeah.
When you're not getting the ball, you just shut up and just dribble. Start making faces. You don't say, give me the goddamn ball. Mm-hmm. That shit, Trace, this is different, man.
Yeah, man. Basketball's funny right now, man.
It's interesting.
It's a lot going
on. See Miami and Denver in the finals. That would be interesting.
Who you got? Who's your take?
They gonna have some.
Because at the end of the day, Miami will be the defending champions. Because that's a championship team.
Yeah, but Denver want that shit.
Yeah, Denver wants this shit.
Jamal Murray want that shit.
Yeah.
Want that shit.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Jimmy Butler want this shit. His supporting cast is probably like a great supporting cast.
Okay.
Like, they have, Miami has a history of amazing role players.
They do.
It's just that it's really gonna be like Jimmy versus Jokic and Murray.
Well, we'll see in a few days, man, if this actually comes to prediction.
I feel like it's going to be good, though.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I haven't watched any basketball like I should because I just had so much other shit going on. But it's like, in my heart, I was like, I don't want to see Lakers get there.
I thought it would be a good storyline.
I don't want. We're gonna call it what it is. y'all got y'all one in that bubble, and that's just what it was. Gonna have to go ahead and take that on your chest, LeBron. You got you one. It wasn't, a whole season. You got you one. But hey, it is what it is. They'll definitely not be back, because they're never healthy. And to me, this was a trash year for them.
It's gonna be some changes made next season.
Yeah. Because initially we almost thought he was gone for the rest of his career during this year. And he came back.
For the rest of the season.
No. They thought LeBron was gone, bro.
He ain't
going nowhere. Yeah, they thought LeBron was gone.
I ain't believe it.
Hey, man.
That man leaving on his own. I don't think he's leaving until his son comes in the league.
Hopefully, he still got like a couple years. Because he's going to play college.
Yeah, 2 years.
Man.
He might be a one and done. You never know.
See, that thing about basketball is, man, you can get hurt tomorrow. Just like football. But the thing about this, they got those injuries that, and he's a elder now. He damn it up. I believe he's the oldest NBA player now.
He's not.
Who's older?
Whatchamacallit still playing?
Who?
Haslam.
Harford. There's some niggas out there.
Haslam older than Harford.
He just won't let me live with LeBron being an old ass hag, though.
Nah, it's hate. It's all hate.
Hell yeah! It's a lot. I take that. Nah, I ain't gonna hurt. I ain't hating on LeBron.
Man. 20 years, man. LeBron, that's
a lot of shit. Yeah, yeah.
We talk a lot of shit, but you gotta give him something.
Nah. He get everything he deserves, man. I don't hate LeBron, but I hated Kobe more than I hate LeBron, but I just feel like, but that's a whole nother reason though.
Jesus Christ.
Shit, I can't take shit away from Kobe. He was a beast. That was just personal shit why I didn't like Kobe. But even with LeBron, I can't take nothing away from LeBron because LeBron actually proved himself on every team he was on that he was that guy. So it's just like, you can't do nothing but salute him, man. Because at the end of the day, every team he was on, he's brought a chip to him.
as far as the public knows, he's done everything right.
Yeah. So. The shelf flop, but you know, that is what it is. That come with the game.
Hard enough being a black man.
Shovel up, shut up and dribble, goddamn. You know what I'm saying, man? Shit, man. What's good to y'all, man? What's going on with your life, brother?
Life is good.
Life is good.
Life is what I'm making it, and I'm making it good. Anything else is unacceptable.
That's good shit.
Or will be dealt with accordingly.
Yeah, man. I've been out here in this gym, living this gym life. This is crazy, man. That's been my day-to-day routine right there, man. Like, figuring out this gym shit, man. That's pretty much it, man. Going from cardio to lifting, how it works out now. I understand why people lift first, then they do cardio. That shit shoots your heart rate up so fast that when you start doing cardio, you're already at what beat per minute you need to be at. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, oh, okay, now I get it. But they don't sell it like that, though. It was like, oh, you just need to do the lifting first. Like, it's a reason why you need to do the lifting first, though.
Right, they share the info, and then...
They don't share that info.
I mean, people share the info with other people, but they don't know why, and they just get...
Right, right.
...caught into it.
Right.
So it's like,
it's like
a known unknown.
So at the end of the day, it's like, I was just talking to my man, you know, and I was just like, bruh, I heard them say you need to do it, but they never ever said why you need to do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I got the Apple Watch, so I'm maybe like, oh, shit. Oh, that's why. You know what I'm saying? Like, so normally if I get on there, they want you to have your BPM at like 120, 125 when you're working out, right? Mm-hmm. Man, shit does that quickly in like 20 minutes. Probably get 20 minutes just lifting weights. You know what I'm saying? And so by the time you get on the treadmill, elliptical, whatnot, you're pushing 140. 150, like your heart is really working now. You know what I mean? So like that pre-workout, even if you lift the weights, it's pretty much like a pre-workout. So when you do the cardio, it's just like smooth sailing and your heart rate's already gone, pumping and it's moving. So it'll be quicker for anybody to lose weight. But you know, that's the technical shit of learning this game, man. It's like, oh, okay, now I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm going to get this sexy shit going on for real.
The rebirth of Chef Flop.
Yeah, man, you better watch out. But these DMs jumped too. But I was like, oh, shit, wait till I get where I want to be. You know what I mean? Like, shit, I'm an asshole anyway, so that shit ain't going to change.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just going to be like the A is going to be a little bit bigger. Nah, bullshit. But yeah, man, that shit is actually some cool shit, though, man. That's, this shit really is a lifestyle, and then the different conversations, because you already know I hang with a bunch of trainers, so you know, it's just more technical with these conversations that I have with my peers now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, okay, now that I've done, you know, it's like one of them, it's like going to school. When you go to school, I almost felt like whatever class you took, it was just a conversation.
Right.
So like, I never wanted to take psychology like that, but then I took psychology and it was like, oh, okay. But it's like, they got an architectural class, algebra, shit like that. Nigga, I don't want to tell you algebra, man. We ain't got to worry about that, bro. I never wanted to have that conversation. And now I done jumped into this physical shit. It's like, oh, okay, now I get it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, it's a little bit deeper to this conversation now, but that's how I grasp it. Like, so when people go to school, they be like, I don't want to take their class. Man, you know, you never know.
I see.
Know. It's a different conversation. You might like that shit. You know, I like history. So.
I got you.
I read a couple of history books every now and then. It's enlightening.
Makes sense.
They always say George Washington had all the slaves. When knowing history, that's actually false. His wife had the slaves by marriage. She was married before George Washington. He only had like one slave, and it was a female that she ran out on his ass. Yeah, but it's like, this shit crazy.
Why
are
we
man.
Talking about this?
That was I was boy. Just I was just saying I was saying conversation. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's going to class, learning different conversations. You know what I mean? That's all it is.
I was like, where are we going with this? Wait,
I shifted that. Like,
damn. Okay.
Okay. I have a conversation that I want to speak about.
Okay. All right.
Gaslighting.
Okay.
And so I want to shout out the gay men out there, because personally, I be feeling like women disrespect the gay men out here. This is nothing with the lesbian. This don't have nothing to do with the ladies.
Okay.
I'm talking about the gay men out here.
All right.
So are women friends with gay men, or are they not friends with gay men? Because they gaslight men and call it, throw it a negative thing on it. You know what I'm saying? We're in a world now, somebody say they're gay, we like, all right, cool, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? But they'll throw it at another person's face like it's a bad thing. And it's like, but aren't you friends with a gay man? Why would you kind of, it's like a slick disrespect to your partner.
You feel like that's what it is?
Like, yeah, I mean, shit, to me, like, do you fuck with gay people or you don't? Because, like, bro, we don't talk about gay folk, you know what I'm saying, at all in our conversation. We might crack jokes because that's what we are. We crack jokes. Mm-hmm. But for, like, the most part, we don't disrespect people. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, like, a girl be like, that's why you gay. You're like, what the fuck? But your homeboy gay.
Or is it just that that's what they think of her or a straight man the most, is calling him gay?
Unless, I mean,
is that gaslighting?
I think it's gaslighting, bro. Because at the end of the day, where we at in life, yeah, I don't think it can really hurt somebody's feelings.
I think that it's just
it's disrespect. I mean, it's definitely disrespectful to a straight man.
Motherfuckers out here who are unsure of who they are. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, they get offended.
Yeah.
When you're not secure with who you are as a person. But beyond that, I think that it's just, it might come with the territory, especially women are catty. Women hang out with their friends and then talk shit about them later. Not all, I'm just saying, y'all all know somebody who does it. So, whatever.
Yeah, don't care. You know it.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's just like, okay, if you're going to talk shit about the people that you love, you're going to talk shit about your gay friend too. And then just, I think it's just them talking shit. I don't think it's just gay. It's just, I'm trying to hurt you and I'm thinking this is what will hurt you the most. They don't even think about their friend in the moment or how that might.
Okay.
How their friend might feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
inconsiderate. I don't know if it's completely gaslighting, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But then again, it's just like, it's hard to do that when they influence so much of
the culture. Ladies' culture.
Yeah. Fashion, makeup, all of that.
Yeah.
They have a heavy influence on that. So it's like, you know, I don't think it's personal, because they knew that they had to dress themselves after that situation. Then you lose your friend and now you just out here down bad.
Hey, man, talk about it in the comments. Hit us, man. Am I right? Is it gaslighting? Or I'm pushing it, you know what I'm saying? I'm going a little bit too far. They just out of pocket. They ain't thinking in the moment. It's the heat of the battle.
Continue the conversation.
You know what I'm saying? We will appreciate it, though. You know what I'm saying? True. This is a real conversation, though. It need to be talked about. So, yeah, man, I was thinking about that the other day. It's like, man, y'all sure enough be disrespecting to me. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'll tell you, for instance, one day, I was in culinary arts school, right? And we had a girl in there in particular that hung out with a couple of the dudes that were, gay. And we didn't think nothing about it, you know what I mean? It just is what it is. But when she would come around us, she'd be like, man, fuck them gay. Like, whoa. Like, what team you on?
That's code switching. That's different.
You ain't got a code switch in front of us, though.
Apparently, she was code switching for something.
Man, we all looked at each other and we'd be like, bro, I don't like that shit. Bro.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying.
Like, nigga, nah, if that's your homie, that's your homie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you come over here.
You ain't got to play with us. We cool. We ain't gonna disrespect them dudes. You know what I'm saying? That ain't how we operate.
And that's how people make assumptions and make an ass out of themselves. Because you came over here saying some shit you ain't even had to say. You was out of pocket for saying it.
Facts.
You thought it was gonna bring you closer to the crew.
Negative. Actually, that shuns you away.
Exactly.
We was like, oh, you a little shady bitch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, shawty. We not them guys.
Well, you don't know who you are. That's a lack of maturity. You
got that too. That too. But I'm talking about. I remember that shit clear as day, man. And the whole team like was just like,
right.
Did she really just do that?
Get out of here.
Come on, shorty. Like, nah, you ain't got to do that with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't play them games.
So you hit her with the who raised you?
Nah, you know. She was around a bunch of mature men that was just like, that was just foul, bro. It's like, because them the guys you fuck with, you know what I mean? Like, that shit was, that's what I say, man. I just felt like, damn, you gas, like, bro.
That's the bogus.
Yeah, that was bogus. So, yeah, it was just like, shit. And I know it happens a lot, though. You know what I'm saying? Especially when they'll throw a jab at a dude, knowing that they got friends that are, homosexual,
right.
And then be like, that's why you gay. Like, whoa, what? That the fuck? Like,
yeah.
That nigga might be bi. That shit, that's just some cold shit, though.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
So, yeah, man. Like I said, hit the comments, man. I might be goddamn pulling teeth on that one. I might be wrong.
But yeah, I just want to go through this real quick. I don't want to spend no time on this, but I just, you talk about people being fake. Your boy, Jonathan Majors.
Oh, shit.
So
we back at it?
He's, hold on. No, he dating Megan Good.
So they say. Allegedly.
Okay, is this a look? Is this real or fake? That's all. That's all I want to like. Is this?
I'm going to keep it
is
real.
Is this clean up? Is this, what is this?
He don't got no PR.
Huh?
He ain't got no PR. Who's the cleanup for? It's too late.
Got a history of dating white women, and now you pop out with Megan Good.
Does he have a history of dating white women, or is he just like dating? If he just date white women,
I mean, that's what too. You were dating. That was your preference. And
is that his preference?
Did though? It switch?
At the end of the day,
I just asked, was it real or was it fake?
I personally don't know. I mean, at the same time, I did the rock eyebrow raise at the same time. Like,
this is oddly convenient.
But I saw also, I'm just like. I was like, damn, he ain't got no PR though. So,
all right. So say that this does happen. But say if it is real, right?
Right.
And in the midst of all of this situation, it gets better for him, right?
Right.
After it gets better for him, they break up and he goes back to a white woman. Do you feel some type of way?
I don't know, because I'm one of those guys, man, you like what you like. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just throwing narratives out there.
I don't know. I'm not, when it comes to the dating realm of where people date, I don't know. And then on this part of the thing, it's like, I don't know how to play that card, bro. I don't know about that card.
The alternate universe card is this is the alternate universe is that, hey, I'm losing the people. I'm losing the white folks. I'm losing the people that support me. Let me go back to my people. They would appreciate this. This is a good look for the both of us. Maybe some funds were exchanged. Yeah. And it's just a look.
I don't know that card, bro. Like, literally. So look. So This play that we're talking about, right? Technically, was actually, this shit's funny though, but it was the same play. Michael B. Jordan technically did the same exact thing. You know what I'm saying? He just didn't have nothing bad happen. So, yeah.
It's not the same.
He dated a white girl before he dated Lori Harvey. Now he's back to a white girl.
Yeah, I know, but Lori Harvey broke his heart. So that was
No.
That shit was real. But, that nigga was hurt.
So look, but I'm saying though, the thing that what we're putting out here is the same assumption, even with the fact that Michael B. Jordan didn't have anything bad going. It was just like
Michael
it was
B. Jordan is not going around.
No. What I'm saying is that was like, listen,
you know what?
I did.
Allegedly.
What I'm saying, it was a look like. You know how the streets talk. Like, I don't think he really go with Lori Hart. I think it's a look, because they were saying he go with white girls, like, and he's back dating a white girl, right?
I'm just looking at the time.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I just literally heard this play with Michael B. Jordan previously, and I was like, I don't know, because Jonathan Majors got a lot of shit going on. And I just know he don't have no PR.
A lot of shit.
He don't have a PR, so it's just like, that is definitely a PR move.
I mean, he might have another PR. We just don't know yet. You're
right.
It hasn't been announced.
You're right. I don't know, bro.
He need a new lawyer. That's what he need.
I would definitely. I don't know.
He definitely need a new lawyer because that dude's an idiot. But anyway, we can move on to something else. I just wanted to throw that out there real quick and see what happened.
I don't know.
I ain't never seen you do this before. I'm kind of disappointed.
I am a loss for words on this
bullshit.
Right here. It's just like shit.
I call bullshit.
I'm not even straddling the fence on this. I don't have no idea. You know, really, I just don't have no idea.
Unacceptable.
It's unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, shit. If he get out on good grace, he going back to a white girl.
I was gonna be the most opinionated podcast.
I don't even have an opinion. That's it. I don't have an opinion on this. I don't know how to give an opinion on this. Shit, nigga, I ain't never seen this shit before. You want me to just to make some, like just some fairy dust?
No, it's okay.
I don't want to make, right. I don't know how to make that one up, bro.
It's cool.
I don't know.
It's cool.
It's not
I would have said that you picked the side, but you didn't even do that. So it's okay.
I don't know. I don't know what side to pick on that one, bro.
You just walked out the room in the middle of the podcast. That's what just happened.
That shit's just fucked up, though. That's all I really know. Like, that scenario.
Oh, shit.
Like, look, I got a black mama. My mom, I ain't getting involved with that shit right there, cuz. Oh, shit.
I was just asking a question.
Date whoever you want to date, my boy. I just know that ain't got shit to do
this
with
is
me.
So safe.
Who? It's not safe. I'm on the black side. I don't want to have nothing involved with that one right there, man. You indulge with whoever you indulge with. But hey, look, I'm from the South, and he's from the South. So certain shit he should know better doing. That's why I keep saying if these men out here beating these women, they have a chemical imbalance if they doing so in the era of 2023, in the year 2023, knowing this, especially if you're a black man with a white girl, you got to be out your fucking mind. The place you know you don't want to be is in jail. And it don't matter if it's a black girl and you have a situation with it, but you touch a white girl, but you know, they throwing the book at you, bro.
Okay.
And he from Texas. He's supposed to know.
I have nothing else to say on the matter. It's okay.
He'll be a fool if he go back. My man say he fucking around going back. He feel like this is goddamn a play. What is it, a Joker card? It's a Trump card? What did you? He playing spades right now or something?
Donald like Trump card. No, wait a second.
Shit, that didn't come out right. shit, that nigga just lost in court, boy.
Man.
Well, shit. Yo, Donald Trump is like, now he the audacity, man. He is the peak of audacity. Like, he literally got up in court and said, that men of high stature can touch women, bro. It was like nonchalant about it. Celebrities.
He's saying what they say behind closed doors, outside. And that's why most of them don't fuck with him, is because you letting out all our secrets. Not ours, is it?
No. I know exactly what you mean.
Right.
I know exactly what you mean. I am like.
That's really what it is. That's what it seemed like.
That's why I said the audacity.
We live in a world now, people don't care.
Yeah,
people are so sick of how things are supposed to go that they just reaching on to anything that's different, even if it's unhealthy at this point. And that goes with beyond like politics, and it's just in general, it's just people are just grabbing whatever's outside of the box to be different. It's such a fucking fad. But anyway, that's a whole nother topic. The need to be different is so wanted. Instead of just being yourself, you're going out of your way to be different. Not realizing that you could be different if you just didn't follow the wave.
Hey, man, look, man. Song of the fucking week, man.
Like
Killer Mike, man. Talk that shit, man. That's what we gonna bump this goddamn week, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. That's what we fucking with, Killer Mike, man. I think y'all need to go download that shit, man, on all platforms, man. Yo, Killer Mike out here working, Jack.
What? Guaranteed to be at least top 5 album of the year.
I hear you.
If not number one, I'm biased.
I hear you got an album about to drop, though.
June 16th.
Ooh.
Michael.
Cold-blooded.
Been waiting on this my whole life.
Man, look. I was in the gym today. And it was just like, you know what? I'm going to put it on that RTG. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The fourth one at that.
Run the choice.
So that RTJ got to bump it, man. And I was just like, hold up. And as I was bumping, I was like, you got a new one out. Let me hit that shit. And I was just like, yeah, this is cold workout, bro. I was just like, yeah, man. Killer Mike is, I don't want to say he's underrated, but yet he's not where he should be on the conversation of one of the best rappers out here, man, especially lyricists, man,
yeah,
of the South. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to Southern MCs, bro.
K-Dot said what he said for a reason.
Yeah, man. It's like, shit. So, yeah, man. That's what's bumping in our stereo system, man. We need y'all to do the exact same thing, man. Yeah, and run them jewels. You know what I mean? For real.
And he got the show coming up. I got my tickets. I got my tickets for both. For his show, the High and Holy Tour.
Oh, yeah.
He is on tour.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Y'all. I definitely got to be a part of that. And
well, we got Memorial Day coming up.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shout out to everybody who be at the Atlanta Braves game and catch your Outkast bobblehead. You know, give me one of them things. You know what I'm saying? Kick out the Memorial Day. Shit, they say they're gonna have a little concert afterwards too, man.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? So shit.
I'm gonna be out and about, you know.
Yeah, I'm put me a little stick in there this weekend.
Carnival also.
Which one? Because they just said they're not doing the DeKalb Carnival this year, the festival.
It's going to be another one somewhere.
The Sweet Auburn?
It's going to be another
one. Okay, I mean, usually, for sure. Like, they sent out a whole...
It's been split, and it's been in more than one
They sent out a whole email across the board and everything that they're not having the Carnival, the DeKalb Carnival this year. Like, out of 20-something years. It's going to be the first year.
It'll be somewhere else then.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Welcome to Atlanta, y'all, where they make their own shit up.
Goddamn right.
Jeez. Man, y'all have no idea.
Celebrate these island teams.
If it's like, you know, how they have those blast emails, Twitter blast. Next thing you know, it's just a big-ass party outside. And like, this is the culture. This is the culture. Always been the culture. So
it's another planet. Like, for real, when they be like, Atlanta is another planet, it's...
Right.
It's like fact.
Right. It's everything.
Yeah.
It's New Orleans. It's a gumbo. It's just a pit of everything. A multicultures. And
when shit go good, it goes great.
Amazing.
That's what I'm saying.
Amazing.
Always more good than bad.
Amazing. Oh, man. It's just like, I've done so much shit in this city that when I go to other cities in the United States, it's like, it's all right. It's cool. It ain't Atlanta though. You know what I mean? It is definitely special. Like, we got underground parties and all that. You know, I've been to New York and they have underground strip clubs and stuff like that. It's like, we just got strip clubs, bro. I know folk who throw strip clubs.
During the pandemic, we had underground strip clubs.
We definitely had.
I mean, they still have them. You know what I'm saying? But
it's like, we got real strip clubs. They get butt, booty, hole naked. You know what I mean? Like,
but
they got bikinis on where you at. Why? You know what I'm saying? Like, that you throw money at that? Nah, bro. $5, she naked, bro. You know what I'm saying? Boy, now I ain't gonna tell you what they doing for the 60.
Look.
They just went up by 20. It's a club in here, boy. It's like Cuba now, boy. Yeah. Touchdown. My boy, no. Boy, it's for real out here, man. It's like, it's nothing like Atlanta, bro.
I don't know nothing.
It's nothing like Atlanta, man. In the United States.
I don't have an opinion right now.
What'd you say? My boy, my boy's my photo right there.
What are you talking about?
Oh, man. Okay. It's all good, man. But hit me in the chat. I'll tell you what I'm talking about.
Man, Killer Mike album coming. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, man. We got any more new music out here, man?
Summer Walker dropped.
Oh, shout out to Summer. That visual was dope too. Pull Up.
Yeah.
She got the dude from BMF in there. Like, it's interesting because I literally saw the video first. And so then I turned around and I listened to the album. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, it speaks for itself in the video.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it was just like, oh, okay. But yeah, I'm definitely a fan of Summer, man.
It was a nice vibe.
Initially, and I was thinking about it too. It was like, when the Summer came out, I was really hard on because of her not knowing that she had anxiety about stage performance. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, for me, to sell me on a good artist is being able to see having stage presence. And it was like, my man over here was like, nah, man, you got to give her grace. She's got social anxiety when it comes to that stage. And I'm just like, what? I don't have anxiety. So I'm like, that shit just like, speaking and mumble rap to me like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't know what that is. But I get it though. You know what I'm saying? She's come around though, man.
Just look at it as a slider. Like, sometimes you can't check all of the boxes, but you're so high songwriting, you know, singing the album itself.
Let me tell you what it is.
Performance slider is not.
Can I tell you what it is?
What is it?
You are an artist.
Who?
You are an artist.
Okay, what does it have to do with anything?
No. So your judgment comes from self.
Okay? No, because I can still know.
And I'm not an artist, so.
No, I can still say that the performance is not good.
No,
I understand why.
I'm saying for you to give grace before I was able to is because you have
empathetic. Beyond the music, I'm more empathetic than you are.
Yeah, it sure is.
That's what I'm saying. So,
sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. All right.
Project is good. It's real. Erykah Badu.
That's fucked up for real.
What?
You got more empathy than me?
Yeah.
Damn. I like that. I really do like that. Hey, man.
We all.
So at the end of the day, I won't have empathy for your ass out here. I just want. Y'all know, I'm just gonna be like, I'm nonchalant, so I'm gonna shine. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
You only have empathy for Megan Good, apparently, but it's cool.
I didn't have empathy for Megan.
You didn't have an opinion either.
I just didn't have anything
new. Yeah, sorry.
Damn, okay.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
They call that a callback.
So, I really just don't know how to play that hand right there because I've never seen that. And I literally just saw that hand dealt with Michael B. Jordan. So it was just like, I don't know, bro. That's just, I'm not getting in that one right there, man. That's not empathy on Megan's part, bro. That's just, you just got a fucked up hand right now, man.
Okay.
I'm not playing it. Better him than me, bro.
Any other music?
Nah, it's no more music, really.
Okay.
I don't think I listen to anything. I said I was gonna jump in this Fast 10 album and listen to the soundtrack.
It's out already?
Yeah, it's out.
I didn't know that.
Cause I heard the song. I think it's a dude named Channing. NLE Chopper, Kodak Black, and Money Longer on.
Okay.
And I was like. And I saw the video too. I was like, this is a dope song. It's an interesting crowd or the group of people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think I might indulge in it. I don't think I've heard a Fast and Furious album since like the second one, Ludacris was on.
Damn, this is one for all of them.
No, I take that back. The one Wiz was on. Wiz Khalifa was on.
Okay.
So that might have been like
that was a while ago.
Seven.
That was when, that was after.
Seven or six.
After Paul Walker died.
Well,
that was.
Yeah. So, still, they on 10 now. So, you know what I mean? Like, but, I don't know, man. Soundtracks haven't really been, I know they have soundtracks, but soundtracks used to be a thing.
Yeah, they don't. It's not a thing. They don't push it like they used to.
Like, especially in the 90s, Like, that was a thing. Like, waiting to exhale and the Soul Foods and New Jersey Drop. Like, you can name a bunch of Belly. You can name a bunch of 90s soundtracks. Like, shit, up to the 70s, bro. That soundtracks were a thing. It's not a thing no more.
Because it's not part of the rollout for movies anymore. Movies not the same. You got... Think about it. Before that, you got the movies coming out, but these are movies that are going straight to Netflix, straight to HBO Max, straight to, you know what I'm saying? Everything is going in different directions instead of box office. And then music getting released like it used to be. You know, it was a set day.
Yeah.
It ain't happening no more. So it's like, you know, the need to have a single going into the movie also, it's not there.
Okay. I can go for that. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it used to be a thing. I don't think the last. Yeah, I think like the early 2000s, like the last time for movies rollouts with soundtracks, like Moulin Rouge and the American Gangsters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you're right. They don't push that shit at all. It's definitely not a part of the rollout.
And the fact that Jay-Z has an American Gangster, people say that that's the
well, no, well, the fact that they got both.
It was just inspired by it. Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy for me to just take a movie and then just, I like this movie, make this album and call it this movie.
And it actually had its own soundtrack.
That's crazy, right? Yeah.
But it's kind of funny too, cause Anthony Hamilton had the lead out single on American Gangster, and he was also on Jay-Z's album. Jay know what he be doing, bro.
Covering the bases.
Jay know what he be doing, and the thing about it is that was narrated by Idris Elba, who was also in the movie. This nigga is smart as fuck, bro. I just like literally, I'm just really just think about this off the muscle as we talk about it.
Right.
Like, damn.
They just bought the second most expensive house in the United States.
I heard, and I know a lot of people mad.
Mad at what though?
That they didn't use a black realtor.
So what?
Yeah.
Pick and choose. Oh, it's gonna be something.
Hey man, do you think black people are racist?
So I've had this conversation many from this times.
From that right there, it was like that's why I sighed. Was like
I was told that black people can't be racist.
Go ahead.
No. That was it. It's not. And I was like, explain. And they was like, I don't have to explain it. It's just true. You can't be racist. It's not possible.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I think it's possible.
I believe in America, since the term is so broad with the word black, because that means American, Jamaican, all nationalities go in this pot because of your color. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And where I used to work at, it was diverse because of nationality, right? I believe brown black people are racist. Because every time they use the term.
Can be racist, not
can.
Are racist.
Can be racist. Because that term throws everybody in one pot. And everybody of dark complexion are not the same. And their upbringing mean different things, you know what I'm saying? So like, if you're from South America, they don't really lend on, depending on where they are, they don't really lend on color. It's more of a classism. And in America, it's color. It's, we all know it's racism here. It's, and then on top of that, it's classism. So I kind of believe that we have that.
I agree it's possible.
I believe it's possible, bro. Because when that comment came out that I was reading, was like, they could have got a black realtor. I was just like, what?
But people are always going to find
something. Why you throw that up? What the hell? Like, why does everything got to have black attached to it? You know what I mean?
But that's the difference. You know, that's when you start talking about, you know, being pro-black and what coincides.
Because I know a fair lot of white people, Caucasians, that say, don't say shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I've been in the room. So I've never heard them speak that term. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to the American black people, they always throw that term out there, buying black, or using the black dish. And it's just like,
I mean, but that's just based on other communities you watch do the same thing. They may not say it that way, but it's done.
Okay.
But do it without saying. In the Jewish community, and then he's like,
but do it without saying.
They don't say, by Jew.
That's my, that, well, all right, you, so, okay, now you, you,
so
you,
it's just you realign that. Things being, yeah, spoken and unspoken. It's,
no. That, so that's just the rule.
Back to the known.
So the rule should be unknowns. Stop saying that shit, though. Just do.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you got to tell people to do.
I'm tripping.
That's why I said, like, it's weird. It's weird, bro. And as far as I'm concerned, it's a certain level of the planet that's just getting dumber. So you got to explain shit to them.
So, because to me, when you say
just
shit, like,
it doesn't matter what color they are, they're just getting stupider.
Yeah, so when you say shit like to me, that was why I say it's like, it makes it seem racist. You know what I'm saying? But, like, if it's an action you just know to do, and you do it, nobody can call you out because it's an unspoken rule. Feel me? So, it was like, with other nationalities, it's an unspoken rule. So they don't have to say it. But when you say it out loud, it's just like,
I'm pretty sure that they say it in their circles, in their safe spaces.
Well, shit, ain't no cameras on.
But for us, for some of us, this is our safe space. These are the rooms that we're in. Black Twitter is a thing. It's not.
Oh,
like,
no, it's an app.
But even before it was an app, when it was just a part of Twitter, it was space. Because of algorithms. Algorithms put you in spots with people who are like-minded, and that's how things get passed around. So it's not like, I can open up my Instagram and I can open up the white guy's Instagram next to me. We're going to see completely different things.
Because it's based on who you follow.
And what you follow. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's going to be catered to that. Right. So the conversations you have, it's not going to be the same. It could be a racist person.
Yeah,
that shit's full of hate.
That's for sure. Your algorithm changed. So, like, I guess, for like, let's just say my YouTube used to be full of music and podcasts. Now it's full of health conscious conversations, bodybuilding, and new cars. Like, that's the algorithm of my YouTube. So yeah, I get it. I get it. It switches up.
If you ever go on Twitter and you look at, like, you might see some, I might see like somebody responding to something that somebody said that was full of hate. If I click on that person's page to see who they are as a person, and look at what they follow, and just look at how the people that's commenting, it'll start shifting. Or you can just see the type of shit. Like, yo, it's not just one person that's an idiot posting stupid shit. It's 30,000 other idiots that agree with the same stupid shit that person is saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's there. It makes people comfortable. That's the downside to social media, is that, yeah, every idea is not a good one. So if a bunch of people have one bad idea, they think it's the right thing to do because it's like, oh shit, I'm not the only person who thinks this is a good idea.
Right.
Instead of it being like, you know, you're an idiot.
Well, they are idiots, though.
And you should be alone in that. Like, nobody else. Like, some of your opinions you should keep to yourself.
I think that all the time, though. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people should be keeping their opinions to themselves. But Twitter is definitely the place you can throw it out there. But it's like, that's why. So, like, I feel like Twitter and Facebook is different, right? Facebook is, like, not a place you should always throw your opinions out there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, now it's, they're different.
Oh, my God.
They were the same before, but now they're different.
It's, well,
to a certain extent. Facebook is policed.
It's definitely policed.
And if you don't align with what Facebook feels like, you should align with, they're going to get you the fuck out of here.
You're going to jail.
Right. Since Elon got Twitter, Twitter is like, yo, say whatever the fuck you
want. It was say what you wanted to say initially before he got there. Then they toned it down. Now it's back up.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, sheesh. The world we live in, what? I don't know what we're doing.
What are we riding out to?
I gotta think.
I'm gonna tell y'all some real inspirational shit to end the podcast.
Oh, I'm listening.
Just keep doing what you need to do to make you a better you.
Hold on.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, ain't nothing else. Just keep doing what you need to do. If somebody out there be like, you know what, I'm sick of this shit. Nah, keep doing you. You all right.
Mm.
Keep going. It's all right. It ain't easy. Just keep going.
Mm.
So.
Mm. That's, I guess so.
Yeah.
It's kind of weak, man.
Nah, it ain't gotta be. Saying less is saying more sometimes.
So, look, man. This shit right here, Manalo from Texas. Yeah. That's it. We out.
Way to follow up the inspiration shit. Oh, bitch. Okay, all right. That's where we was going with that. All right. I knew it. As soon as the beat dropped, I said, oh, Lord, here we go. This chick, I was like, oh, it's the end.
Hey, man, we got to keep it interesting, man. I started off.
She sounded like Lotto.